Though the Bronx is widely regarded as the birthplace of hip-hop, there's a raging debate over whether it's a purely American creation. The man many believe originated hip-hop, DJ Kool Herc, was Jamaican by birth, so it might not sound like a huge leap for a hip-hop megastar to join forces with a reggae singer from a legendary musical family. But what rapper Nas and reggae singer Damian Marley have been doing over the past year is actually unusual. Nas is best known for using pop, jazz, and even classical sounds in his music.
Boys and girls, listen up. You can be anything in the world, and God we trust, an architect, doctor, maybe an actress, but nothing comes easy. It takes much practice. Like
the track is I Can by Nas. Damian Marley scored a worldwide hit in 2005 with his Grammy winning record Welcome to Jamrock. Damian Marley and Nas are in Washington, D.C. for a panel discussion that took place last night at the National Geographic Museum. It was about the links between hip-hop and reggae, links that they're exploring in an upcoming record called Distant Relatives. And Damian Marley and Nas are in the studio with me. Welcome.
Thank you.
Nas, as you heard earlier, there's kind of a debate about where hip-hop actually comes from. Some people say it's a purely American invention, but actually you guys are trying to trace the lineage between hip-hop and reggae back to Africa.
Yeah, in a lot of ways I see it, you know, coming from Africa. You know, rap is sort of like a form of talking, right? So it's like you can hear, you know, the slaves doing it. You can hear, like, you know, Africans and Jamaicans doing it just kind of as like a rhythmic, poetic conversation, you know, to a rhythm.
Damian, you, of course, grew up carrying the legendary Marley name. And early on, you were making pretty traditional reggae music. Do you ever feel pressure? I mean, are you sort of beyond that point where you feel the pressure of your famous family name, or is it still with you sometimes?
You know, coming where I'm coming from, really, my family name isn't a pressure. Because, you know, music is not like sports where you can go and do 100 reps in the gym and come out and be all buffed up. Music is an expression of what's inside of you. And that's how I make music. So, you know, it's not like I go into the studio and say I'm going to try to make music to prove to somebody that I can make music. You know what I mean? I'm going to just go and make the music where I'm loved. And hopefully the world will accept it. You know what I'm saying? So that's really how I look at the situation still, you know.
Were you listening to hip-hop as a kid? Was it a big part of what you were hearing around you?
Yeah, it was something that I was learning about. I used to have, you know, I still do have cousins who, at the time, they used to live in America. So every summer they would come to Jamaica and bring down whatever was the latest music from America. One of the first albums that I remember, rap albums I remember really listening to, was LL Cool J, Mama Said Knock You Out. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, you know, the rise of like Snoop Dogg and those, you know, that generation of artists is when I really started to get deeply into hip-hop music.
Nas, I want to ask you about your career and your earlier career. You grew up in one of the biggest housing projects in America called Queensbridge, a pretty tough place. And you broke out with a record, Illmatic, in 1994. And early on, you were using jazz riffs, for example, in your music, like in this track, The World Is Yours. The world is yours, the world is yours. It's mine. I sip the dumb peak, watching Gandhi till I'm charged and writing in my book of rhymes, all the words past the margin. I know that as a kid you were surrounded by hip-hop, but were you ever exposed to reggae? I mean, was it music that you were ever interested in?
Big time. You know, my earliest memories of rap music was mixed with my earliest memories of reggae music. They were big sounds around the way. Heavy bass lines, strong messages, definitely.
And you talk about messages because a lot of course, the music of Damian's father, Bob Marley, was political. There was a social message in what he was singing about, and a lot of your lyrics have sort of tackled that as well.
Yeah, I see Bob Marley. Marley is someone before his time, man. He's like a deity, like almost. I mean, I just talk about what's going on. But of course, you know, Bob, before rappers, was already laying that kind of thing down.
Now, back in 2005, you guys actually put together, I guess, what we might call a prototype for this project. It was a song called Road to Zion off your album Welcome to Jamrock, and you guys collaborate on that song. I want to play a bit of that song first. You got to keep on walking.
Yeah, you gotta
times I can't help but feel helpless. I'm having daymares at daytime, wide awake, try to relate. This can't be happening, like I'm in a dream while I'm walking. Cause what I'm seeing is haunting. Human beings like ghosts and zombies. President Mugabe holding guns to innocent bodies.
That's Damian Marley singing and Nas rapping. Damian, I gather that for you, sort of taking your sound and kind of melding it with hip-hop seemed kind of natural because there are elements of hip-hop in reggae. I mean, there's something called toasting. Can you explain that before we continue?
Toasting is basically what you call rapping. It's the same thing. It came off of, you know, playing the beat at the parties or wherever it be. You find a space in the beat, or you have in Jamaica where you have the dub versions where there's not a lot of voice on it. And you'd have somebody live, you know, just basically saying rhymes over the beat. So it started off of just being, you know, one and two rhymes till it became a whole song of rhymes, you know what I mean? So that's what toasting is.
Could you give us a sense of what it would sound like?
Well, you'd have to have some music playing, you know what I mean? But, you know, it's just, you know, hop, bop, don't call a cop, my son play on a musical tap, relax, you know, just different things. And some of, not all of it made sense in the early days, you know?
Now, I know the record you guys are working on isn't finished. It won't be released until next year. But we do have a snippet from one track. It's called As We Enter.
As we enter, come back with the gap on the biggest adventure. Must be dementia that you ever thought you could touch our credentials. What's the addition? QB Jamrock, the lyrical official. Send out the order, laws and the rituals. Burn candles, say prayers, paint mirrors. It is truth, we big news, we hood heroes. From us to anchor, we come to conquer. When a bad man, we no play Willy Wonka.
How is it to work together? I mean, how do you guys actually sort of figure out who does what?
It was just real natural, you know. It's the first time of me recording a whole album, Damon. For you too, with someone else?
Yeah.
You know, I'd say, you know, you're working on an album by yourself all the time, and, you know, I'm used to that, but working with someone else is different by all means, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's like, wow, you know, because you're going in a direction that you wouldn't normally go in on your own, so it was all good.
And I know that you guys call this album Distant Relatives for a reason. Can you talk about why?
I think that's what we all are. That's what we are, you, me, Damien, people out there. You know, we all go through a lot of things, and we're just trying to live our life and get through life, and it's just so hard on a day-to-day basis for most of us, no matter who you are, black, white, green. There's going to be things in your way, you know what I mean? And I think distant relatives is a hope thing. It's like we're all in this together, you know?
That's rapper Nas, and earlier we heard from reggae singer Damian Marley. Together, they'll release a rap-reggae hybrid album called Distant Relatives. It's due out next year. Nas, Damian, thanks so much for coming in.
Respect.
Peace.
So save me your sorries. I'm raising an army. Revolutionary warfare with Damian Marley. We sparking the irons, marching the Zion. You know how Nas be, NYC state of mind. I'm
in this world of calamity. Dirty looks and grudges and jealousy. And police way abuse their majority. Me the guns when I know about variety. Boom, the youngest veteran I got murder them slow. Rock a muffin sent to call me from the bush bungalow. When I watch it make a clear road, my voice now figure out. Emerge from the darkness with me big blood to glow. The yammer them a slam and spectate again now. Some boy could have big like my.
And for Sunday, that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.